Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. NVIDIA. The hot company on Wall Street. NVIDIA, the highest-end chip, the thinnest chip. NVIDIA, artificial intelligence. I welcome Francis Rose of FedGov Today, the host, in his conversation most recently at the GeoInt. This is an event in St. Louis, Missouri. And Francis spoke with Bob Petty, Vice President of Visualization at NVIDIA, about the anticipation of artificial intelligence, which is all the rage. Once upon a time, what you had to do to get attention in Washington was say that you were going to build a website. And after you were going to build a website, you were going to talk about drones and how you can apply them. Now, you need to talk about artificial intelligence for next year's appropriation. Francis, a very good evening to you. Bob Petty was very convincing that the U.S. federal workforce is looking to integrate artificial intelligence in its work, in its daily work. In particular, this is about visualization. That's images, correct? And Bob Petty was clear. I got the impression the government is already there. Good evening to you, Francis.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. Yeah, the thrust, main thrust of the GeoInt conference in St. Louis is exactly that. What does the next generation of mapping and image processing and so on look like for the intelligence community? And Bob's main message was that there's a tremendous amount of potential in combining some of these technologies. One of the thrusts of the conversation about artificial intelligence more broadly in Washington, though, that people are emphasizing, not just Bob, but others, is that artificial intelligence is a platform or a tool to be used, but it's not an end to itself. It's not good for a federal agency or some other organization to say we're going to go buy some artificial intelligence and do something with it. The key is determining what do you need to accomplish to meet your mission, and then determining what technology like generative artificial intelligence will do to help you meet it. And that was one of the things that Bob touched on in this conversation.
There are a variety of GPTs, ChatGPTs. There are different levels here. Bob Petty is addressing the one for images, geospatial data, for example, assembling data, and you access that data through what is known as large language model. In other words, you ask an English language question or a French language question, and you get back answers. But in this particular instance, it was about images. And what Bob was describing, Mr. Petty was describing, was a universe that is, it's humbling, Francis. They're talking about auto-tagging images at a scale that I don't think exists anywhere in our imagination yet.
Well, I think you're right. And the reason for that is because basically the computers, the bots, can do it faster than a human could ever process it. And that's, I mean, you think about how many images are contained in a video just of, imagine an airplane flying over a part of the United States, not a spy plane even, just any aircraft with a camera going the entire time. And then think about all of the things that are on that video that one might want to go back at some future point and try to identify, or try to find all of the cars that were seen in that video and so on. Well, that's kid stuff compared to what geospatial intelligence professionals want to do. And in fact, in a warfighting scenario or an intelligence gathering scenario, need to be able to do. And the sense that I took away from this conference, again, not just my conversation with Bob, but with all of the leaders in the military, in the intelligence community, and in industry that I talked to there, is we may not even know now what's possible 5 years from now because of artificial intelligence. And it kind of confirmed, they see all these statements in the media, artificial intelligence is a transformational technology and all that. And it's real easy to go, oh, they say that about everything that comes down the pike. And yet when you cite examples, as you did, John, it's really, really hard to imagine that areas of very, very great importance to national security, like geospatial intelligence, won't look completely different 5 years from now than they do today because of this technology.
Mr. Petty was clear. He used the metaphor guardrails. They're cautious. NVIDIA is making the chips that make this high-end stuff possible. You also talk, however, to the charming Lee Schwartz. Who knew there was a geographer of the United States? What does he do, Francis?
Well, the geographer of the United States, the office is located in the State Department, and his primary mission is to establish and distribute mapping information that reflects the official position of the United States regarding boundaries, whether it's the United States or other countries. And so whenever someone makes policy, they're relying on Lee Schwartz's products and the teams that his product produces, or the products his team produces, excuse me. And one of the things that Lee emphasized is that, yes, there's a rush from maps to the metaverse, which was the theme of this conference. But he says his customers, the people who make policy in the United States government, both civilian and military, still primarily want paper maps, that there's still a constituency for paper maps in the federal government. And his office is continuing to churn them out despite the digital products that are available both for he and his office to produce and those that are available commercially.
I thought when I was listening to you and Lee Schwartz talk, Francis, was an event called GeoInt, which is, we should define that, Francis. What does GeoInt stand for?
So GeoInt is short for geospatial intelligence, and it is the mapping and so on information that intelligence organizations, particularly in the Department of Defense, but in other parts of the government too, collect and on which they base actions that they take. And the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, part of the intelligence communities, has its secondary location in St. Louis. And so the site of this conference was there. And so we had people from the various GeoInt organizations inside the federal government. NGA was there, the National Reconnaissance Office, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and many more represented, industry representatives there too, speakers, keynote speakers, panel discussions, an industry show floor where people in government can learn more about the different things that the companies of all sizes can offer. Typical type trade show conference in that respect, but lots of opportunity here for me to meet and talk to people in this area of expertise.
I mentioned that when Lee Schwartz was talking, I think of how I waited for my copy of National Geographic every month because there would be a new map in it. And I collected all those maps, but I can't remember what happened to them. Francis, what's on the show coming up next Sunday? Sunday, the 11th of June.
FedGov Today on Channel 7 in Washington, D.C. features the Chief Data Officer at the Office of Personnel Management, who also serves as the chair of the Chief Data Officers Council, Ted Kalk. OPM has a new data strategy out for how they're going to provide data, not just for their own use, but for agencies across the federal government. And the Department of Homeland Security is working on some software issues. It still has some challenges. Kevin Walsh of the Government Accountability Office testified recently at a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee subcommittee hearing about some work he's done in that area. And he'll be on to talk about that work and where DHS is with their software posture.
Francis Rose, FedGov Today is the website and the podcast and the TV show.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.